Russia has given its first official reaction to the Missile Defense Initiative President Bush outlined yesterday. The Russians do not share the president's view that the 1972 anti-ballistic missile treaty is a relic of the Cold War, but the Russian foreign minister said his government is prepared for consultations with the United States. Eric Engelman reports from Moscow.
Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov repeated Russia's view that the anti-ballistic missile treaty should not and cannot be separated from the architecture of global arms control. But he also welcomed President Bush's proposal for consultations at the highest level.
It's important that the U.S. president stressed his administration does not intend to take unilateral steps to put final proposals on the table. He intends to consult with allies, with friends, with other governments, including Russia, to make sure their interests are taken into consideration.
Presidents Bush and Putin are to meet this summer, and President Bush says he wants to look the Russian leader in the eye to try to persuade him that a U.S. anti-missile shield poses no threat to Moscow. It will be a tough sell. Russia views the ABM treaty as a key component of arms control agreements built up over the past 30 years. Alexei Pushkov is a defense and foreign policy advisor to the Russian government.
Moscow believes it has to fear the break of the whole system of strategic balances, which was established and based exactly on the ABM Treaty of 1972. And this is why Putin has once threatened that if the United States walk out of the 1972 treaty, Russia will walk out of the START treaties. And in this way, we will have the whole strategic balance system actually disbalanced, and we will be left without it.
Russia has never really accepted the core U.S. argument that the shield would be used to defend against limited missile attacks from rogue states. Moscow sees a much more troubling possibility that technology would eventually be deployed to counter Russia's ability to launch a massive nuclear strike. For decades, the Cold War threat of mutually assured destruction kept Moscow and Washington in check. Without it, the Kremlin sees a much more unstable world. Again, Alexei Pushkov.
In Russia, there is a strong feeling that proliferation is going on already, you know, with India and Pakistan boosting their nuclear capabilities and other countries which are on the nuclear, so-called nuclear threshold, trying to cross that threshold. The feeling is that if the United States walk out of the ABM treaty, it will be a signal for a lot of people in the world to say, this system does not work anymore. So it is a free-for-all.
But Liberal Deputy Vladimir Lukin, a former ambassador to the United States, tried to find something positive in President Bush's speech. He said the president's remarks opened the door to serious talks and said it's time for Russia to negotiate and seek as many concessions as it can. For NPR News, this is Eric Engelman in Moscow.